This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The comedic idea that nuns must pay for employee contraception is back in play. Attorneys General Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Mara Healy of Massachusetts, Xavier Becerra of California, and Bob Ferguson of Washington State contend that a religious exemption claimed by 200 religious employers would harm millions of women in each state. Federal Judge Wendy Beadlestone of Pennsylvania responded by blocking Trump administration actions to free conscience rights for about 200 religious groups. Paul Ryan is taking heat for rejecting the myth that human persons are a net harm to the economy or to the world. The House Speaker says that depopulation is beginning to create economic problems and that families should have more children, not less. Pro-life advocates point to the work of Population Research Institute, which specializes in debunking powerful population myths that have endured for decades. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121. From a moral standpoint, two companies forced out of business in California might as well be as significant as the sinking of the Titanic. David DeLayden's undercover investigation instigated Orange County, California prosecutions. Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakis says companies viewed body parts as a commodity and illegally sold fetal tissues for valuable consideration. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.